As you probably know by now, I'm kind of into extraterrestrials. So I've invited Ricardo Gonzalez, a renowned Peruvian researcher and writer, to join the show. His work centers on extraterrestrial life and new consciousness. He is also one of the most prominent contactees in the world. While this conversation is all about connecting with ETs, Ricardo makes a point that I want to underline. The real contact is with ourselves. By learning about ETs, we are really learning about love, consciousness, and togetherness. This is 4D with Demi Lovato.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Thank you so much for doing this with me. I am so excited to have you both on my podcast. But I'd like to start by saying hello and sharing that you'll be speaking Spanish during this conversation. And you have your translator with you. Would you like to introduce yourself and your translator?
It's a pleasure to share with you again.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I will speak in my language, in Spanish. You know, I don't want any detail to be missed, you know?
Yes.
Kimberly will be my interpreter.
Great. I always give my guests on my podcast the opportunity to introduce themselves in whatever way they want to be known to my audience. How would you like to be known to my audience?
Ricardo Gonzalez, researcher, you know, a UFO witness.
Yes. Yes. Contact experiencer.
Right.
Yes. Well, can you talk to me about your interest and your work with ETs? I am so excited to have you on here because you have firsthand accounts with ETs. So I just was curious, could you share a little bit about that?
Okay, I will speak in Spanish, it's better, okay?
Okay.
Como recordarás, Demi, yo empecé a vivir estas experiencias de contacto desde que era un niño en Perú.
You might remember, Demi, I began to experience these contacts since I was a little child in Peru.
Yes.
Y a raíz de estos avistamientos de luces y de objetos extraños que presencié cuando era muy chico, empecé a investigar este fenómeno hasta que ocurrió el contacto directo con los tripulantes de estos objetos.
And based on these odd sightings that I witnessed since I was a little kid, I became very interested in the phenomena until it peaked into actual contact with these beings.
Seres de aspecto humano que afirmo haber visto solo o acompañado de otros testigos.
And these are beings that look human. They have a human aspect, and I have witnessed them along with other people.
Sé que todo esto suena a una gran locura, algo muy difícil de aceptar, pero decidí compartir mi testimonio, aparecí en medios de comunicación, empecé a ofrecer entrevistas sobre todo esto.
And I know that this might sound crazy and it is difficult to accept. Nevertheless, I chose to share my experience. I began to give interviews on TV and radio.
Debates con científicos, con pilotos de guerra, todo tipo de discusiones en la televisión sobre estos temas.
I have participated in all kinds of debates with scientists, astronauts, and many different types of people on television.
Porque querían conocer de alguna forma qué es lo que me había pasado a mí en el Perú, en estos contactos, encuentros cercanos.
There seemed to be a lot of interest in finding out what happened to me in Peru with these close encounters.
Pero nunca fue mi intención convencer a la gente de lo que yo viví, sino invitar a pensar en esta posibilidad.
Yet it was never my intention to convince anybody. It was always just to share the information so that people can think for themselves.
Así es que, resumiendo un poco esta historia, después de los avistamientos y estos contactos que empezaron a ocurrir con mayor frecuencia, mi vida cambió totalmente.
So, to summarize the story, after these sightings and these contacts that began to happen more frequently, my whole life changed.
Porque al aparecer la televisión, me despidieron de mi trabajo en Lima.
As I actually participated in television shows, I was actually fired from my job in Lima, Peru.
Y empecé a dedicarme a tiempo completo a contar esta historia, como estoy ahora charlando contigo, Demi.
So then I just decided to dedicate myself full time to telling my story, just like I am doing with you today, Demi.
Yes. Oh, that's incredible. Well, I want to ask you about your contact at a young age. Can you set the table and take us back to that time when you were young and you first made contact?
Bueno, la primera experiencia de comunicación telepática de contacto con ellos ocurrió cuando era adolescente.
Well, the first experience of actual telepathic contact with them occurred when I was a teenager.
Wow.
Inicialmente, cuando era muy niño, fueron avistamientos de luces, de objetos, como lo he contado siempre en entrevistas, pero cuando tenía entre 18 y 19 años, es cuando aparece el primer mensaje de estos seres.
Mainly when I was a young child, it was more of seeing lights in the sky, as I have talked about many times. And then when I turned about, I was about 18 or 19, is when I received the first telepathic message from these beings.
Yo era estudiante de mercadotecnia, marketing, y estaba estudiando para unos exámenes.
I was studying marketing at that time, and I was studying for some exams.
Tenía que rendir esas pruebas en mi carrera, y como todo muchacho que estudia, hay un momento que cierras los cuadernos, los apuntes, y te relajas.
I had to turn in a lot of work, and as any other young person would do, you take a break, close your book, and relax for a second.
Mm-hmm. Y en ese momento ocurrió que escuché una voz en perfecto castellano, con acento neutro, hablarme, entrando en mi cabeza.
It was at that moment that I heard a very neutral voice speaking to me in Spanish that I felt was talking inside my head.
Era octubre de 1993 cuando esa voz me dijo, somos seres extraterrestres que estamos entrando en comunicación contigo.
It was October of 1993.
Three.
Cool. When these beings said, we are starting contact with you.
Wow.
¿Podrás imaginar, Demi, que una cosa es aceptar por cultura o sentido común que podría haber vida en el universo? Y otra cosa muy distinta es decir, estoy recibiendo un mensaje de seres extraterrestres.
As you might understand, Demi, one thing is to ponder and think that there might be life outside of the universe. And another thing is to say, I am receiving message.
Yes.
Suena a una locura, a que te estás volviendo, no sé, loco, que estás imaginando cosas.
You start to question yourself. You start to think, am I imagining? Am I going a little crazy?
Right.
Yo vengo de una familia muy conservadora en Lima, muy racional, que no se hablaba de extraterrestres en la casa, obviamente. Pero bueno, como dudé sobre ese posible mensaje, la voz me dice, ¿quieres una confirmación? Sube a lo alto de tu casa y allí nos verás.
I'm from a very conservative, sensible, rational family in Lima, and we just didn't talk about these things. And so I said, well, you know, I'm not sure. And the voice said, would you like a confirmation? And they said, go to the terrace of your house.
Wow.
Y allí, en la terraza de la casa, en presencia de varios miembros de mi familia que también subieron, vimos un objeto rojo brillante.
And we went up, and some of my family also went to the terrace with me. And there we saw a very bright, brilliant object in the sky.
Este ovni se colocó sobre la vivienda sin emitir ruido alguno y luego de unos momentos se marchó en dirección a las montañas. Esto ocurrió en Lima, que es la capital del Perú, que está en el Océano Pacífico.
It placed itself right over our house with no sound at all, and then it took off towards the mountains. This occurred in Lima, the capital of Peru, which is on the Pacific Ocean.
Pero el objeto se dirigió hacia la cordillera de los Andes, hacia la sierra, hacia las montañas.
However, the ship actually took off towards the Andes Mountains.
Así empezó mi comunicación con ellos, Demi.
That is how it began, Demi.
Wow, that is so, so cool. You said that you have considered your own experience with skepticism, and can you tell me why that is?
Considero que hablar de estas experiencias genera mucha controversia en el mundo escéptico.
That talking about these themes creates a lot of controversy.
Yes.
Los escépticos les cuesta reconocer que muchas personas en el mundo están viviendo este tipo de fenómenos.
Skeptics, it's very difficult to realize that this is happening to many people in the world.
Por un lado, comprendo que se debe a que hay gente que también imagina cosas o que inventa historias que no ocurrieron.
And I do understand that there are many people that imagine things and also make things up. Mm-hmm.
Pero, aún así, existiendo muchos testimonios, fotografías y filmaciones, eso no constituye una prueba científica, Demi, como tú sabes.
However, being that there is so much evidence, photos, video, and yet still it does not add up to scientific proof.
Fotografías, testimonios, encuentros cercanos, todo eso que queda en el testimonio no es una prueba científica para los escépticos.
Yes, photos, testimony, video, it's still not proof to the skeptics.
Son sencillamente right. indicios de que algo está pasando, pero no es una prueba que se pueda repetir en un laboratorio.
Yes, it simply signs to, it signals that something is going on, but it is not anything that can be studied or recreated in a lab.
Sin embargo, está cambiando todo a raíz de testimonios y filmaciones de pilotos de guerra de Estados Unidos y de otros países.
However, it seems that at this time, everything is changing based on the testimonies of pilots throughout the world that are talking about this.
Yes, because they're actually, you know, I think that people take their testimonies differently because they come from government officials, you know, people that are flying these crafts have to rank in the military, and so people take what they have to say very seriously.
Siempre me hice una pregunta de muy chico, Demi, de pronto a ti también te ocurrió. ¿Por qué estamos aquí en el planeta? ¿Cuál es nuestro propósito?
Ever since I was a little boy, I would ask myself a question, and I imagine that maybe you have to.
Yes.
Why are we even here on the planet? What is the purpose then?
Y no solo nuestro propósito como una entidad individual, sino nuestro propósito como especie.
And not just our purpose as an individual, but our purpose as a species.
También me preguntaba desde muy pequeño si había vida inteligente en algún lugar en las estrellas.
And of course I would ask myself as a little boy if there was intelligent life somewhere up in the stars.
Y si esas formas de vida tenían conceptos parecidos a los humanos, o era algo completamente diferente.
And if those beings would be similar to us, or were they completely different?
Cuando empecé a vivir la experiencia de contacto, obviamente, volví a plantear estas preguntas, pero ya en la experiencia directa con estos seres.
And of course, when I started to have my experiences of contact, I asked these questions.
Y las respuestas que obtuve fueron maravillosas, fueron increíbles. Ellos afirman que el universo está lleno y abundante de distintas formas de vida inteligentes.
And the answers that I got were wonderful, incredible. They said that the universe is full and saturated of all kinds of intelligence and intelligent beings.
Y que toda criatura en el universo, desde luego, que tiene un propósito al existir.
And every creature in the universe has a purpose for their existence.
Un propósito que tiene que descubrir a través del acierto y el error, a través del aprendizaje y de la conciencia.
And it is a journey that they have to live through tests, through misses, and through successes.
Y a través del desarrollo de la conciencia, el ser se empieza a acercar más a su origen cósmico en el universo.
As we develop our consciousness and our awareness, we begin to get closer to our real beings as cosmic beings.
Y este concepto también nos permite entender por qué estos seres han decidido no mostrarse abiertamente aún a nuestra humanidad.
And it also made sense as to why these beings have decided not to show themselves openly to humanity as a whole.
Porque no quieren interrumpir nuestro proceso de crecimiento, de aprendizaje.
Because they don't want to interrupt or get in the way of our path of learning.
Yes.
Ellos están aquí desde el principio, Demi. No es que estén visitando la Tierra actualmente. Están aquí desde antes del humano.
You know, Demi, they have been here since the beginning. It's not like they're just visiting us now. They have been here since before we were.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
According to your writing, there are three steps to making contact. And I just want to talk a little bit about the experience of making contact real quick. You said that the three steps are one, intention, two, frequency,
right,
and three, invitation. What's funny to me is I feel like you can apply those to making contact with terrestrials as well, not just extraterrestrials. If we were to carry those three steps into how we were to communicate with one another, I think this world would be a much more beautiful place. What do you think about that?
Definitivamente hay procesos que pueden favorecer el diálogo, la comunicación con estos seres. Esos pasos de crear las mejores condiciones de conciencia para un encuentro cercano.
Yes, there are definitely processes that we can follow to facilitate communication with the beings. Mm-hmm. It is steps that facilitate the best ability to have consciousness so that we can communicate with them.
La frecuencia, ¿no? ¿Cómo vibras? ¿Cómo resuenas? La intención.
And so your frequency, how are you vibrating? That is what intention is about.
Tiene que estar relacionado a la propia invitación, tanto de estos seres como de la propia persona que quiere establecer el contacto, ¿no? Una especie de feedback.
And it is related, just not, the invitation is not just from them, but also from the person. It's sort of a feedback, an interchange.
Pero este tipo de procesos ha generado gran controversia en los círculos de ufología.
However, these processes have created some type of controversy in the ufology community.
Algunos han interpretado equivocadamente que estos pasos o estos procesos funcionan como un abracadabra para tener contactos.
Some people have assumed that these processes or protocols work like an abracadabra to contact.
Y obviamente que no es así. También algunos han sugerido que es peligroso intentar el contacto con otros seres cuando desconocemos quiénes son. Sin embargo, la intención y la frecuencia de las personas que intentan establecer el contacto marcan la agenda de lo que podría suceder.
Others have suggested that it is dangerous to try to have contact with beings because we don't know who they are. However, what is important to know is that it is the intention and the frequency in which a person is vibrating that really determines the contact.
Y estos protocolos han funcionado así desde siempre, no es desde hace 10 o 20 años, sino desde hace miles de años.
And these protocols have been in place, not just in the last 10, 20 years, but they're ancient, thousands of years.
Solo explorando cómo los antiguos círculos chamánicos se preparaban para conectar con otras realidades, vamos a encontrar los mismos pasos.
If you study the way that the shamanic people would practice getting in contact with other realities, you will find the same process and protocol.
Incluso en textos sagrados de todas las religiones se describen pasos muy similares de ir a lugares retirados, acercarse a las montañas, hacer prácticas de conexión interior para que aparezcan, entre comillas, los dioses.
If you were to study the practices of many ancient cultures, you will find that there was a need to calm, to be in the same frequency as these people.
Esto ha sucedido siempre y ahora estamos tratando de entenderlo con estos protocolos que venimos estudiando. ¿Y cuál es la importancia de todo esto? ¿Por qué profundizar o estudiar cómo sería el contacto con estos seres?
So this has always existed, and now what we are trying to do is to deepen our understanding of the protocols. And what is the importance of this? Why is it that we are trying to deepen our contact with these beings?
Porque establecer una comunicación va rompiendo prejuicios y barreras frente al contacto extraterrestre.
Because to have contact with them begins to break down the stigmas of having contact with them.
Para prepararnos primero por grupos pequeños y luego grupos más grandes ante la posibilidad de un contacto más amplio en la humanidad.
So that we can prepare first in smaller groups and eventually in larger groups to be able to handle contact with them as a humanity.
Tenemos que dar nosotros un primer paso, dar un primer paso para generar las condiciones de diálogo fraterno con seres de otras civilizaciones.
We are taking the first steps to be able to have fraternal dialogue with these beings.
Finalmente te diré sobre el tema de la frecuencia de un testigo de contacto. Estoy observando con bastante alegría que diferentes grupos de contacto en los Estados Unidos están utilizando prácticas de concentración, meditación, para generar en el mejor contexto posible de comunicación con estos seres en una salida a terreno.
So going back to the topic of frequency for a person who is wanting to have contact, I am witnessing with a great deal of joy that a lot of different groups in the U.S. are utilizing practices of meditation and consciousness as a way to be able to build and work towards contact with them.
Creo que es una excelente iniciativa que, de hecho, aquí en Perú se viene haciendo hace más de 40 años y en otras partes del mundo.
And I think it's a wonderful beginning, something that has been done here in Peru, these practices for decades.
Lo importante es que al final uno descubre algo extraordinario con esto.
And at the end of the day, what is wonderful and extraordinary is what we discover through these practices.
Que estas técnicas de contacto con seres no humanos, lo que realmente estaban haciendo era prepararnos a nosotros para nuestro propio contacto personal, contacto interior.
we realized that these techniques and processes with beings that are not human, they are actually preparing us and guiding us towards having contact with ourselves, with our internal self.
Yo sé, estoy convencido, Demi, que a ti te ha ocurrido que investigando el fenómeno, te estabas investigando a ti misma.
I am convinced, Demi, that as you have been searching and investigating this phenomena, you are actually searching and investigating yourself.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on this podcast and for taking the time out of your both of your days to chat with me about making contact and why it's so important for us to expand our consciousness on this planet.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I do have one more question for you.
Okay.
And this is the last and final question that I ask everybody on my podcast. What does living in the fourth dimension mean to you?
El no tiempo. No estar atrapado en las barreras del tiempo.
For me, it is to have no time. Not limited by the barriers of time.
That's beautiful.
No sé si añadir algo más. Creo que el tiempo es una ilusión y cuando superas las barreras del tiempo, vives en la eternidad sin límites. Y es algo que va más allá de los conceptos físicos. Tiene que ver con la sensación del ser, ¿no?
I guess what I would just add is that time is an illusion. Mm-hmm. Really, there's only eternity. And that's why it is so important to live fully.
Yes. Oh, well, thank you so, so much to both of you. I had such an incredible time talking to you and learning from you, like always. And I just I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
Okay. Thank you so much, Demi. A big pleasure to share with you again.